Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
On the 12th anniversary of 9/11, do you remember where you were? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. If you were born before the mid-1950s, you remember where you were when JFK was assassinated. I was a freshman in high school, horsing around in social studies class when an announcement came over the intercom. Something about the president. Later that day, our football coach made us run around the field a few times and then sent us home to await word whether Friday's game would be played. It wasn't, and as the state of Massachusetts and the country mourned, pretty much everything was canceled. In 10 weeks, it'll be 50 years. There were other times as sad, like the deaths of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and proud memories like Alan Shepard, John Glenn, and Neil Armstrong taking giant steps for mankind. As I recall from being outside that time of the year, most of those occurred in the spring and summer. Where were you when we invaded Kuwait in 1990? Maybe in or on the way to the Dean Dome, or home getting ready to watch the game with NC State when it was canceled. September 11th is a memory that sticks for sure. Tuesday morning, early in the first full work week after Labor Day. Maybe you watched the New York Giants lose at Denver on Monday Night Football. Recently, I read somewhere the Giants landed in Newark at the next gate where Flight 93 was boarding an hour or so later. I was at Jan's house with the TV on in the background, then heard some reports about a small plane hitting one of the Twin Towers. Carolina was ready to feel better by beating up on Patsy SMU after losing its first three games on the road at Oklahoma, Maryland, and Texas. Then that game was postponed until the end of the season, and the Tar Heels would surely open 0-4 for the first time since 1988 because their next opponent was nationally ranked Florida State. You recall what happened in that game after the nation was trying to recover from 9/11. Yes, that 41-9 win sure made us feel good. In sports elsewhere, Barry Bonds was on a home run tear, Michael Jordan was hinting about another comeback, Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi had a match for the ages, and Serena and Venus Williams actually played each other in the U.S. Open women's final. Then the world stopped one Tuesday morning. Stop for a moment today and remember where you were. This is Archansky. See ya.